Okay.
We're talking about the need to need. I don't have a wife, so somebody will.
I don't either.
All right. Time dilation.
No, I forgot it.
Okay. So you'll ask me, Rabbi, what in the world are you doing with mayonnaise, a banana, baby formula, jamming, oatmeal, that's for you, what? And hot water, if you're talking about kneading. Well, of course, the first thing we have to have is flour, okay? What is the definition of kneading? What is the definition of kneading?
From a baker's standpoint?
Yeah, well, kneading, from the baker's standpoint, right, from a baker's standpoint, is taking flour and working it into a smooth, doughy mixture, okay? So from a halachic point of view, the issue was called lisha. We said that the malachot were based on the things that it took in order to construct the mishkan. Okay? So, you actually have a machloket between Rashi and Rabbi Sadia Gaon about what the reason for lisha. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to knead, and we'll decide to define what that means. But the question is, what is the reason why kneading is not allowed? So the first reason the kneading was not allowed, according to, I remember which one, is that that's how they made the dyes. In order to build the mishkan in the desert, they had to dye a lot of the skins and cloths and things like that. So in order to do that, they first had to make dyes, so they would add a paint substance into the water, and that was how, and they had to make it a thicker paste, and that's how it was forbidden. And what's the other obvious place that they had to do kneading in the mishkan?
Mixing mortar.
Well, where's the mortar in the mishkan? In the mishkan, in the desert, the mishkan, only the mishkan. The lechem apanim, correct. Right, the lechem apanim, the showbreads that were in the mishkan, those lechem apanim, so just actually the machlok is whether that the lechem apanim was part of the construction or part of daily maintenance. So that's what the machlok is really about. But nonetheless, according to everybody, kneading is forbidden. So what is kneading? In halakha terminology, kneading is taking of something that's finely particled, how do you want to say it? Ground or particles, right? Taking it, adding a foreign liquid in order to make a solid substance. Okay, I could do this in a messy way, but instead I'm going to do it in the clean way. Okay, this is hot water, adding it to a, now there are two aspects of it. One is adding the liquid, and then the other aspect is the mixing. And this happens to be actually a very abnormal way of mixing it. Okay, just so you know, this is very, very unusual. What? Very interesting, right? Okay, so now, what you notice I have here now, instead of flaky flour, what do I have? One big blob. Okay, so so here's the question. Right now, I don't have a paste. How would I get it to be a paste? What? The more water you add, the pastier it'll be. So normally to make bread, I want to make it into a very thick mixture. We're going to talk about these different types of mixture. But if I wanted to add more water, I could make it into a very thin mixture. That's a very, very important distinction that we're going to learn about when it comes to lisha. What I just did is a malacha of Shabbos d'oraisa.
Which part?
Pouring it or mushing it. Okay. This is important to know. Mushing stuff, shaping things, shaping dough, is not allowed. It's also best Darabanan. The shaping of it is Darabanan. You're not allowed to do that. Where would you come to shape things? Shape dough on Shabbos? Play dough. Correct. Correct. So it's not really, you should not let your kids play dough on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is a different story, but even so, you're not supposed to let your kids play with play dough. Okay, so now I have this solid, really it just turns solid substance. So the question we're going to have to ask ourselves is, where else does this idea of lisha, of kneading, come up in everyday life? And I think I've covered a bunch of them in my examples that we're going to soon see. And we're going to see what's permitted and what's not. And I must tell you, in the sources, lisha is rather confusing. It's hard to really get your handle on, as you'll soon see. But I'm hoping I'm able to sort of, break it down for you and give you the basics. And if you come away a little bit confused, just raise your hand and let me know. And hopefully I'll be able to clarify it for you. And if not, I'll be able to go do a little more research and answer it after Shabbos. Okay, I'm done playing with my Play-Doh for now. But we'll come back to it in a little while. Okay? So now, the Gemara there actually comes out and says you're not allowed to do lisha. You're not allowed to do this kind of mixing or kneading. It kind of assumes that you know that. Which is a funny thing for the Gemara to do. It just assumes that you know that you're not allowed to, knead or mix. But the Gemara shows up in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav. So we're going to do the Gemara, and then we're going to skip to modern day sources, because the Mishneh Berurah and the Rambam are very specific. So I'm just going to read the Gemara rather quickly. If you got a pen, I would just number these things. Anybody not have a pen? Me either. Okay, so...
here we go again.
Oh, Johnny comes prepared. All right. So do me a favor. Line the numbers. Number the lines. Yeah, make sure you got to give her pens back.
9, 10, 11,
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 19, 20. I have 23 lines. Okay. Line 1. So the Mishnah has said, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says that you're mehalkekin l'tarnagolim, you're allowed to force feed your chickens on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to mix water with bran. Because what happens when you mix water with bran in order to make a feed?
You make a paste.
That's absolutely correct. Okay? So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Amrita kame demar. So we said in front of Mar, line 2. What's up?
Are you still numbering?
Oh, yeah. So line 1. Oh, you're starting on the top, right? Kame demar, matnitin money. Who is the Mishnah? Rabbi said, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. As we're going to see, who is the normative opinion? Hitanya. We learn. Echad hanotein et hakemach. Let's say one guy puts flour first. The echad notein the tocho mayim, and the other guy puts in what? In water. Ha'acharon chaya. So the second one violated, because the second one did what act? Pour the water. The pouring of the water, even the pouring of the water, according to Rabbi Yehuda HaMasi, is forbidden. Divrei Rabbi. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda HaMasi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Eino chayev ad she yigabel. You're not chayev until you yigabel. What does yigabel mean? You mix it together. So it means you mix it, you stir it. You mix it. Okay? So the Gemara says, Dilma adkan lo kam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda hasam elakemach de bar gibelhu. So maybe Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says it only applies to flour, because that's something that when you take flour and you mix it, what happens? You really get a paste. Flour was made to mix. Aval morsan, the topic of the Mishnah was called morsan. Morsan is bran. Okay, morsan de lav bar gibelhu. When you mix bran, is bran made to be mixed up? I mean, before America, did anybody eat bran? What did they do with bran before they got to America? You gave it to your animals. Nobody ate bran. Right? Now they're telling you in the diet, I was just reading the Harvard diet, you're not supposed to eat any produced sugars, right? Any filtered sugars. You're not supposed to eat any processed wheats. It's all whole wheat now. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, whole wheat tastes bad.
Okay. Give me my pen then.
Okay. What?
Yeah, it's delicious. It's just
okay. Although I like that pumpernickel bread and milk and honey. Is that whole wheat? Does that count?
That's the same one for month.
It's brown. What do you want from me?
Bran is not the wheat.
Bran is the outside, the husk. Right, yeah. It's the fiber.
It's on the peanut.
Right, there's a reason why they gave it to their animals. I just want to know. Okay. So I feel Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda maybe Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda would agree in the case of flour. Shemar says lo saka daita. That's not true. The time to behead you learn explicitly. A nosni mayim lamorsan. You're not allowed to put water into bran. Diber Rabbi. Rabbi said line 7. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda on there nosni mayim lamorsan. You could put bran in more in. You could put water in bran. So they both. The argument is universal. And we actually pass like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, although you're not supposed to, lechachi, the rabbis prohibited one from putting water into something that could mix. Give an example of something that if you put water into it, it would mix up and form a solid. Mm-hmm. Another example, not just flour. What would be another example? What? Correct. Absolutely correct.
What?
She said concrete, quickcrete, mortar. You're not allowed to mix water and mortar on Shabbos for exactly this reason. It's not just edible objects. Another example? Nobody ever made a mud pie?
Yeah.
Sand, mud, all those things. You're not allowed to mix those things on Shabbos. What about something that is edible? Other things that are edible? Things that you could eat? No other examples? Nobody can think of anything?
Oh.
Oatmeal. We're going to get to oatmeal.
What? Yeah, I was just saying, what about like Cheerios?
Cream of wheat,
like
oatmeal.
You have Cereal, no, I guess not.
Like Grand Flakes?
Like, I don't know. Any kind of cereal. When
baby food.
Like this?
No, not oatmeal. No. Cold cereal.
Cold cereal. So the difference of cold cereal, this does not apply to, because when you put cold milk in cornflakes, you're not looking to make a blob.
Right.
You're looking to have distinct flakes.
That's
what? Right. Correct. The goal there is not to make a blob. You don't want to make a blob.
Baby cereal
is a very interesting question. We're going to talk about baby cereal. Baby cereal, that's why I brought the formula, because I didn't have any baby cereal. We had leftover formula. Yes.
So you can pour it in.
Well, we can't say could not yet. We couldn't say anything yet, okay? The rabbis prohibited pouring the water into the flour also, even though we passed Kenneth Rubs for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to pour the water into the flour either.
Water into hot chocolate.
Well, excellent question. We'll talk about that too. What about water into hot chocolate? We're going to talk about it. Okay. But remember now, your model is the dough. This was the model of the dough. And some tea we're going to talk about, and some coffee, hot chocolate, all these things.
Crystal light,
right, very good. Right, what about making lemonade on Shabbos? Okay?
That's going to turn into a liquid.
Okay, we're going to talk about other things. Very good. We're talking about pouring liquids into salads. Very good. Okay, so now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, lunch.
Oh, now we're getting warm.
That's a good one. Jello is a very good one.
Yeah, that's really
good. That's hot water.
So you could do, what did we learn at last week? As long as you have a klisli, you could do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Pudding.
Instant pudding. Excellent question.
But you
also
have to
no.
put the salad, the dry stuff, into the hot water.
Why?
That's what we said. Because
klisli. Or you get, if you, once it's in the klisli, you could pour from that into anything you want. It doesn't matter. Remember, once it's in that third keli, that water no longer halachically has the capability to cook.
Right?
Right.
Right,
Cheryl?
You're making instant coffee?
Doesn't, no. Instant coffee is a totally different story. But once it's in that third keli, then you put the water in. But let's say I wanted to pour from that third one into another one. I could do that.
That's before.
Right, it doesn't matter. Once you're up to three, you're already done.
Okay. Is there a time element? Because it's still cooking at 5 seconds later, 2 seconds later, 3 seconds
later. No time element. Once you're in the third, into that utensil. Okay, so line 7. Now we get to an important thing. Okay? Tana Rabbana. Ein goldin et hakali. Kali was toasted kernels of grain. So they used to make a paste out of this grain. You know, they still do it in Israel today. What do? They take chickpeas, you might have heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
They crush them. You add water and oil. And what do you have?
Hummus,
tchinas. Right? You take sesame seeds, you crush them up. What if I wanted to make tchina on, or hummus on Shabbos? Would I be allowed to do that? Again, these are very interesting questions that really, really do come up. Okay, the thing we're going to talk about is, what if I want to make egg salad or tuna fish on Shabbos? Or guacamole? How do you make guacamole?
You mash.
Okay.
And mix in mayonnaise.
And mix in mayonnaise. Excellent question. That is really, really not healthy.
It's too much fat.
Yeah.
Avocado itself is not healthy. It's fatty, isn't it?
You don't even eat whole wheat.
You have to eat
whole wheat. Do you realize that this week was a 4-challenge Shabbos? Does anybody realize that? Before Challenge Shabbos?
No.
At the Tish on Friday night, Leah Unger decided to serve Challenge. Uh-huh. Then, wait, it gets better. Then we had Challenge at the Kiddush.
Uh-huh.
Then we had Challenge at the lunch. And we had leftover Challenge. We left it in the... and so we had it for Challenge Shabbos.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't eat it. It was enough. But it was a 4-challenge Shabbos.
It's
like a... Gosh. I think there might be a legal limit there. Okay. Tell me about it. Ain't golden. It's a collegation of golden. Well said. Line 7. Ain't golden. A collegation of golden. Some people say you're allowed to mix the kali, this roasted grain. Mine Yeshramim, so who's the Yeshramim? Who's that guy? Amar of Chizda, the beginning of line 9, the beginning of the thin lines. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he. This is the line, this is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So here's where it's important. You see, I highlighted it, or I darkened it. V'hami milei hu d'mishane. This only applies, you're allowed to mix if you're mishane, if you do it in a different way. Very important. Heichi mishane, how do you do it differently? Amar Rav Chizda, al yad. That means you do it slowly. By hand, meaning you don't mush it all in a huge thing, slowly. We're going to see what that means. Okay? Skip to the, one second. don't skip. Bishavim, and they all agree, Shebo Chashiv et Hashatit Bishavis. In the Gemara, they had this, in the times of the Talmud, they had this food called Shatit. I don't really know what it was. I looked in the art school even. It wasn't really clear what it was. It involved mashing something up. You're allowed to mash up this stuff. Gene, do you have any idea what it is? Okay. Vishotim Zeitom Hamitri. And they would put it in the drink. And drink this Mitzri Zeitom, you know? I mean, anybody here mix drinks? Do you have any experience mixing drinks, Miriam?
Yeah.
You like mix up, sometimes you have to make a sort of mixture, right? And then you stick it in water, and it makes sort of thick mixture, kind of like Metamucil, okay. Right? And then you drink it. I haven't ever had Metamucil either, but that's what it is, isn't it? You take grain, take this gook, you mix it in until it becomes thick, and then you're nodding at me like you know what I'm talking about.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. How thick is it?
It's pretty thick. I'll give you a great example.
Can you give it?
Maryland.
Thick like a milkshake?
Come on.
Metamucil? No.
Yeah.
I'll give you a water. No. There is a product called Thicket. I remember when my first husband had it right after a stroke. He couldn't swallow, for example, apple juice, anything liquid. So there's a powder that you add. You mix it.
Right.
And it thickens it. So that it's much more difficult, that it can't just run down your throat. You know, when you're drinking apple juice, you want to... So this product, the nursing you mix it up, and it
so
changes like the texture of a milkshake.
Okay, so could you use that on Shabbos? Could you do that on Shabbos?
Well
for health reasons, obviously, you'd have to find a way.
Right.
The real question is how. Let's go. 1 second. So how do they do it? So Gemara says, the Ha'amrit ain't Goldman. You said that according to some opinions, I'm on line 12, you're not allowed to mix. So how come everybody agrees that you can mix? So Gemara said, lo kasha, no question. Why? Ha bi'ava, ha bi'racha. The one who says you're not allowed to, that's when you make a thick mixture. Okay? You're not allowed to make a thick mixture. But when do we say you are allowed to? When you make a thin mixture. What do you think is the line of demarcation between thick and thin? How do you define what thick is and what thin is? Excellent. Right. Correct. Absolutely correct. You learned this or you just guessed? You learned it. Okay, very good. No, that's fine. That's great. If you can pour it, it's thin. If you can't pour it, it's thick. The same rule of
matter, but not a dough.
Correct. Correct. And obviously, there's a fine line in between.
So you can make a pancake?
Yes. Oh, we're going to see how, but the question is how. So the Gemara says, the Haini means line 13. So now we've distinguished between one between thick and thin. The Haini Mili, and the way you're allowed to make the thin is Hudim Mishane, if you do it in an unusual way. Hechi Mishane, how do you do it in an unusual way? Line 14. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, B'chol Nosein Es HaChometz, during the week, the normal way you would make this drink is, you first put in the water, the chometz, the vinegar apparently, it's like a vinegar-based drink, really gross. Okay, you first put in the water, and then you pour in the shashis, the crushed up gook. Okay? What? Right, so then, b'shabis, nosin es ha-shashis, v'acharkach nosin es ha-chometz. On Shabbos, you do it the other way around. You first put in the shashis, and then you put in the chometz. I don't think so. Not really, because coffee dissolves.
Water, right?
What? The reason you do that is because in case you're doing a cliché-y, so therefore you want to make sure that you don't do Iroi Klivisha. Remember, you want to make sure you're not pouring onto there. Right, that's not a Risha. That's not really it. We're going to see that with very, very thin things, when it's totally dissolving, that we're going to do that's not a Risha consideration. You don't have to worry about that, which is why...
Put that in after...
No, we're talking about only when it's a thick mixture, then you have to worry about this problem.
Can
when
you
it's going
to
be
backwards, or you have to put it in
backwards.
The
no, so backwards.
No matter how you usually do it, you have to put it in the other way.
Right, correct, as we're going to see. Very good. Okay, I'm just going to read. So now we have two factors again. What are the two factors? What is the thickness of the stuff? Okay, and what is the order in which it was made? And then we also had a third factor in the beginning. We saw of how is it mixed. Okay, well, so that's really the three factors you have to remember. You have to remember you can't make a thick mixture almost under any circumstances. That's one. You have to remember that. You cannot make a thick mixture. So that usually I tell you how to do it. And thick mixtures you really cannot make. Number two, you have to do it in an unusual way. And three, you have to do it in an unusual order. Okay? Very good. I just like reading the as we'll see in a second. Let's go on. Levi... Okay, well, let's skip down because I don't want to read the whole story. Look at line 21. They talked about a different kind of shinoi. See the black in line 21? few lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yemar bar Shalamya Mishmeda Abaye. Rav Yemar said, Shesi va'erev. Shesi va'erev means back. Pestle and mortar, but it means back and forth. It goes in back and order.
Warp and woof.
Warp and woof, right. What, warp and?
Woof.
Woof, right. It's like from Star Trek, okay? Back and forth, back and forth, okay? Warp and woof.
It's from weaving.
What? It's from weaving. And I'm gonna show you, I will give an example of what that means. Okay, so that's the third way of doing it differently. So the Gemara says, Aha, Loma Arya Shaper, it doesn't mix it well. Rav Yehuda, he says, Menah Rubik Leaf, then you can shake it in the utensil itself. Okay, so we saw that there were different factors or categories in making mixtures. So I'll ask you to turn to page 2. Okay. The best explanation, even Rabbi Rivia's book, I found a little bit confusing in order. So I'm reading from the Shmir Shabbos Kehil Chasa. Everybody recommends you read notes for Shabbos. You can actually buy the Shmir Shabbos Kehil Chasa. It's translated into English. Okay? It's 4 volumes in English, 3 or 4 volumes. It's a nice black book. And the CCR of the English on the bottom, that's because I scanned it in. I don't have time to translate all this. Okay? But it's important, and you'll see how from the Gemara I got these rules of in English. So I'm going to read in Hebrew, and you can follow along in English. So this is number 10. Belila ava asur lahachin b'shabbos. Belila ava means a thick mixture. See where I'm aligned to? You see where I am? On page 2. Uh-huh. Oh, you're with me. Good. A thick mixture. This is a thick mixture.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You can't make on Shabbos. Instant oatmeal is also a thick mixture. Why? We're going to do a little field experiment. Okay? Oh, by the way, how would I do this the wrong way? How would I do this the wrong way? Let's assume I wanted to do it with a chinois. Okay? Right. So, I'm going to show you this here. You're not allowed to do what I'm doing because you're doing it with oatmeal, which is going to be a thick mixture. Right, we put the water first.
It doesn't depend on the amount of water.
Well, we'll soon see. Okay? Look, I put a ton of water in there. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? So now, that I put in I did the chinois in how I put it in. This is how you have to mix it, okay? Normally you go round and round. You see, I'm just going back and forth. I'm not going round and round, because normally you'd go round and round. You wouldn't go back and forth. North, south, east, west, right. Sheshiva, could I put mine?
Oh, so that's exactly warp and woof.
Warp and woof, right. Warp and woof. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's leave this for a little bit, and we'll see what happens.
And you know what, it's not even...
See, I did it backwards?
It's not even a chinoy anymore, because when I make it in the microwave, you have to put the water first.
Do you?
Yeah. That's how I make it.
Really?
I always make oatmeal in the microwave.
Well, you can't make oatmeal anyway, because... You know.
All right, I'm just saying. That way it'd be a chinoy.
You do
what? Right.
Really?
In the microwave.
How do you do
it
first, and then you add that?
Right. Even
if it's really hot, it would work well.
Oh.
Really?
No,
I think it would work. I don't know. Okay. So, Belila Ava, Asur Lahasim Shabbos, Midu Oraita. Okay, you cannot make a thick mixture, Midu Oraita. That's a total prohibition. That's a pretty bad one. So, serious. Avagam Belila Racha, but even a soft mixture, a viscous mixture, Asur Lahachin Bashabbos, Midu Rabbanan, from rabbinic prohibitions. The Hatiru Lahachin Belila Racha, and they permitted you to prepare a soft preparation, a soft mixture, in Yakpi La Shod Vashneshi Nuyum Eilef. You have to be careful to make the two following changes. One, Yeshana Min Hasheda. Change the order. Like I just did, remember I told you to put the water first. Kaloma, meaning, in Biyamota Cholhu Rav Yelikain Et Hamashka. Oha Chomer Amecha Mashka Betocha Chomer Hayabesh. It depends. If during the week you put the water in the stuff, like the way most normal people make oatmeal, sorry. Right? Everybody puts the oatmeal first, and then you put the liquid in.
So is the shinoy really the way you, different than you would normally do it?
In Yemot, Hachamia, Hu Radio. I think it's the way you would do it.
You would do it, not
right.
Necessarily the way normal.
Correct. What's the point of the shinoy? Right, not like normal people. What am I doing with my stuff? Don't give me time. See, even here, I don't know. This is now oat soup. Well, no, this is not thick. This is thin. This is horrible.
Too much water. It's called
too much
water.
What? Do you think I could do this on Shabbos?
Oh, is it Bishul or isn't it?
No, it's not Bishul. Let's assume it's not Bishul. For sure not Bishul. So if I was going to make it so thick that it would stay like this, you could. So sin.
In a different manner.
Right. I did it in the proper way. And it's not, if I put in so much water, but then to be honest with you, who's going to want to eat it? Well, let's wait a minute. Let's wait a minute. Because the postman seems to say you're really not allowed to make oatmeal at all. But you're not like oatmeal. I would say oat gruel you probably could. Because this is very, very thin. Okay? Number two. Well, sorry, I'm still in one. Azai, then, Yahafoch et Hasedah b'Shabbos. Shabbos, you do the exact opposite order on Shabbos. V'yitein et HaChomer HaYavesh b'tol HaMashkes. Then you put the dry stuff in the liquid, v'chein l'hefach. Or the other way around. So it depends on what your order is. What do you normally do? We're going to see with the tuna fish, right? We're going to see. What do you normally do? You put the fish in first, or do you put the mayo in first?
The fish.
Everybody puts the fish in first, okay? So then if you wanted to make tuna fish on Shabbos, the reason I'm saying you tuna fish is because I forgot to boil eggs. But this comes up a lot. Well, people used to make chopped liver. Remember when they used to actually have the actual liver?
Yes.
And then you have to actually chop it up?
Yeah, chicken livers.
And we were watching, you know, right? we were watching the Dick Van Dyke Show. Have you ever seen the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah.
So, we got it on DVD. So when they used to have genuinely funny shows that were absolutely clean, mm-hmm. no profanity whatsoever, and they were funny.
And they were all family.
And it's family, it's humorous. So I just thought of that because she was making liver for dinner, which grossed me out. But anyway, nowadays, in order to have humor on television, it has to be full of sex and violence. And it's unbelievable. Really, you know, you're watching the show saying, why can't they make TV like this? You know why? Because they're lazy. That's really the reason why. That's right. They really do. That's true. Okay.
This all came from tuna?
But we digress. No, this all came because she was making liver. She was, in the 60s, I guess, did they still have liver for dinner? I mean, I don't know anybody who ever had liver for dinner. Okay. Eino sheder kavua bazeh. What if you don't have a particular order? Yitein et hamashke betoch hachomer hayavish. Then you put the wet into the dry. I guess if there's no order, but can you think of something that has no particular order?
If you usually don't do it, but one day you want to do it, probably.
I can't think of something that you would make that you'd have that you have no set order.
Tuna fish.
No, you always put the tuna first.
Well, I'm getting. What if you put other things in it and you don't use it? Oh, you're.
Don't you always mush the tuna first?
No,
you can mush the tuna first, and then you can put the that much tuna into the pig.
No, but I'm saying, which one do you do normally first?
You
always the tuna first. Correct. Correct. Right. Okay. Okay. When we call makom, nonetheless, I'm still on Aleph. Yakpi v'tein et kol hamaske b'chomer hayavik v'vat achat. Okay. When you're putting it in, put it all in at one time. Why is that important? Instead of little by little. Why?
Thick.
Right, if you make little by little, yeah. First you're going to have a thick mixture, and then you're going to be thinning it out.
Yeah.
Right, you don't want to do that. You don't want to make a thick mixture. Uh-huh. Okay? The Lord don't stop in the middle. It should be a soft mixture. Okay, this is as thick as we're going to get, I think. You know, this is a... What? This is a thin mixture. This is not a thick mixture. I think everybody can agree that this is not a thick mixture. But it's also inedible. Right? Nobody want to eat it that way. As when you make oatmeal the right way, it should be stuck together. Also, remember, I made it with cold water. At the time I made it, it was also pretty cold water. When you make it with thicker water, it's going to cook it better and stick it together better. Oatmeal is tricky. Meaning, you really shouldn't make oatmeal. Number two, bet. Yeshana ba'ospin ha-bechisa. Bechisa means stirring. You should change the order of stirring. Kolomar. Meaning, yivchas be'etzba'o, with his finger, o ayidei nianua v'kli. Okay? Or, you should do it by moving the kli, by moving the, you want to mix it, the best way to mix it is just by mixing it around. What if you can't do that? What if you're making tuna fish and it doesn't work? Okay? So they say also, another way to do it is instead of using the front of the fork, right, use the back of the spoon. It'll mix it. But it's also in a different way. A lot of these things are to remind us, to make a shinoi, to remind us that you're not allowed to make a regular mixture. And it works. Like if you're doing it with the back, it's going to remind you that you're not allowed to make a regular mixture like that. Okay?
You use a fork, use a spoon instead. Or a knife.
Yeah, some people would, I don't know if that would, a knife I would use.
Okay.
So you know, but I think people, if people, normal people do mix stuff with spoons or a fork.
Put it in a bag like you do with your dough would be okay.
What's that?
Like put it in a bag and frighten mom.
Yeah, that would be fine. If you wanted to put it and make a liquid, like a thin liquid in a bag and mush it around, that would be okay. Like you said, making salad dressing. You have like, is there a little thickness in the salad dressing or some kind of mixed up stuff? Let's assume that there was.
Yeah.
So in that case, you're shaking it.
Right.
So that would be okay. I think that would be fine. Okay.
That's how I normally do. In other words, I put it in a bar, so they're not putting it in a bar.
Yeah, but that's not the normal way that you would make, that you would knead dough or do kneading in any way. So I think shaking of the kli, I've never seen anybody say if that's the normal way, you couldn't do it that way. I think it would be okay.
But then you could actually theoretically do tuna fish that way. You could put tuna in a bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With your salad dressing,
yes.
With your mayonnaise.
You want to do that? Be my guest.
Hey, no clean up.
Right.
Dump out the bag, throw it back.
It doesn't really work.
You must have hung it out.
You must have hung it out.
Why not?
What? What do you know? I can't. You mess
it. You mess it like this?
No, no. The tuna fish is not, you're not making a...
If I put tuna fish,
you rock it.
And mayonnaise, and my onions, and everything else.
And you mix it.
She wants to put it in the bag and go like this.
Can I do that?
Why not?
Why not?
You're saying because the act of kneading? No, it's not the act. It's just a way of mixing. Here, the kneading isn't what's significant. It's the format, the way you're mixing it together. Okay? I think you could put tuna fish in a bag. That would definitely be a shinoi. People will see you and think you're crazy.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what I have done. I've done eggshell that way. Take the egg yolks. If I want to make deviled eggs, put it in the bag like that. Put it in the bag. That's how you feel like it again.
Okay. Not only do you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you also get interesting tips on food preparation. Okay. Now, what would if I would want to do this? I have my child at home, and I want to now, can I mush up this banana and make it into a fine paste? Am I allowed to do that? What do you think?
But you're not mixing with it.
But you're not mixing with it.
What?
You're not mixing with it.
Correct. Now, why am I using the back of the fork?
Because in normal way, you're doing it fine.
Why?
Yeah.
Why am I doing a shinoi though? You're saying if I'm not adding any liquid, why am I not doing a shinoi? There's another malacha that we're not talking about today, okay? Called tochen, which is grinding. Tochen is part of the process. It's interesting.
Small particles.
See what I'm making, by the way. If you look at bananas, bananas are unique in that when you mush them, you really do make a thick paste,
mm-hmm.
right? It makes a nice thick paste. So the reason I'm using the back is to do a shinoi so that I'm not doing any tochen, any problems of grinding. Because bananas grow in the ground, as does wheat, and that's a factor when it comes to grinding, which we'll eventually talk about. So I did it with the back of my fork, but you see I can do it, and you can make a nice little delicious banana paste. Anybody hungry? No? You're allowed to do that, and I have the same result because I didn't add in any liquid. If I were to add in liquid, would I be permitted to do that? What do you think? What? So here's the key. The liquid, right, the liquid is only forbidden if the liquid helps to make something stick together. What if I add in liquid now?
No.
It wouldn't stick,
right. I'm making it worse. So then once I make it worse, adding liquid is not problematic.
Yep.
Right, I think I'll open it and mix it in. People are going to come in here and they're like, what in the world is going on? What?
You can't do that.
Adding liquid?
No, adding powder.
No, powder I could not do. Why couldn't I add in? Oh, so if people want to know, could I go in? This is probably a good thing to do for kids, right? Add in a little formula, right? And now I have a little cereal. Or wheat germ or whatever. I have a very healthy cereal for my baby. Right? Could I do that? The answer is absolutely not. That, what I just did, is the malacha of Lisha. Right, because I added something to water in order to make it a mixture. Okay, added something to the liquid in order to make it a mixture.
Has liquid?
What?
The banana? Yeah.
Yeah, it has. How would it not be a liquid? How could I do this if it wasn't? Right? So now, how would I do it if I wanted to add some kind of sweet for the baby? Could I do it? Is there a way that I could do it?
Yeah. Do the other way. And
right, now you're not allowed to make it into a thick mixture.
Oh yeah.
But now let's say I put the so now I need another plate. Okay.
And put water.
The poskim right, and this I called my opposite to mine to figure out actually why. But they write for baby food is considered a matter of great need. But if you don't have what to feed the baby. Now the ideal thing, and it's good to remember if you have young children or grandchildren over at your house of Shabbos, is to remember to make the baby food before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So you avoid all these issues. But if you're the post-game right, then you can add in a liquid You do it in the opposite order, obviously. If you do it with the proper shinuyim, but normally, I don't know how I would do this, to be honest with you.
You need to soak in water first.
I really don't want to do that. You got to do what you got to do. Let's say I was adding in water or whatever, and I'm making a thick paste. So again, what would I do? I go back and forth. I do the wrong order, and I go back and forth in order to make. This is a very, very thick paste. You should make it as not thick, really. If you're making baby cereal, you should make it probably a little thicker than this, if anything, because the kids don't care. Kid will eat it no matter what. And then you avoid the problem of leisha. You really have to be aware of this when you come to...
Can you add anything to yogurt?
Like what?
Like leisha.
You want to add leisha to yogurt?
Granola.
Well, granola, you're not mixing in. Granola stays at the top, right?
No, you mix it in.
Does the granola become a thick paste or the granola stays separate? No, the granola is just for crunchies. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. And you're adding wheat germ to add thickness, correct?
To add
for health?
For health.
So I would say I wouldn't do that, because again, it's the same thing. You're really adding an element to a liquid in order to make it thicker on Shabbos, and that's really not something you'd have to do. What?
It's like adding granola. It's not going to change.
What do you mean? Wheat germ? This?
No, wheat germ won't change.
Does it not dissolve? Wheat germ will have a thin consistency. Oh, yeah? You just asked me to
theoretically? Wheat germ is granular, but it doesn't dissolve. It dissolves.
No, but wheat germ, if I took wheat germ and I put water in it, would it all clump together? Would it make a paste? Or would it come together? Or would it stay separate and like cornflakes? I mean, you could put cornflakes in.
I don't know if it would be...
All right, we'll have to use an experiment. You know, I didn't realize, by the way, how viscous bananas are.
Yeah.
See, bananas have a tremendous amount of liquid in them. Anybody hungry? No? Okay.
I'll stick to my cooking.
Yeah, stick to your cooking. Okay.
We're waiting for the mayonnaise.
Okay, so now you see. We're waiting for the mayonnaise. Correct. Why is mayonnaise a liquid?
It's just a suspension
of egg whites and
oils.
Right. It really, it's halachically, it's considered like a liquid. Right. Especially when you put it into other things, that's what it does. What do you do to tuna fish? The same thing that water does to dough.
It pastes it together.
Mm. Now, we're going to see that there are special considerations to making tuna fish or egg salad, which are good to know. Now, let's just finish this up. Okay, so instead of going around and around like I did, if you have to make your mixture, you're going to go up and back. Up and back. Okay? So here, this is a... Is this a thick mixture or a thin one? What would you say?
Can you pour it?
Oops.
Can I pour it? You're right on the edge here.
It's borderline.
Yeah, I would not make something as thick as this. This seems very thick to me. Okay? Even though it pours, not really. Okay.
You couldn't mash a banana like this?
Oh, for a banana you could, but if I was then adding other things, you'd make a mistake. Remember we said you could mash a banana. Why? Because you're not adding any liquid to the banana.
No.
Like your avocado. You want to feed your baby avocado? Could you mash up an avocado? Exactly the same way. Although you really wouldn't have to. Alright? So that's good to know. What's that? Babies eat unbelievable things. It's crazy. What? Yeah. Okay. Oh, can you add lemon juice to hummus? Correct. Once you have the liquid, you could add more liquid, but how do you mix it now? Remember how you have to mix it? The same way, with the shino, up and back with the shino, or you could shake it up if you want to. You can add, the principle is, you can add liquids to make them thinner once liquid is in it. You can't add liquid to make it thicker. Okay, so you take a solid substance, you want to add a liquid to make it thicker, to make it one substance, you're not allowed to. Once you have it, let's say I'm going to have tuna fish, can I add in more mayonnaise in order to make it worse and less healthy?
Yes
you could. That you could do. Okay. What are we on? Page 3. Instant oatmeal, instant pudding, instant potato. Yeah. This is from Rabbi Ribbia's book. Also included in the category of Belila Ave are cereal and similar food mixtures that are prepared by mixing water or milk with flakes of fat powder to form a thick, sticky mixture. Preparing such mixtures is generally prohibited on Shabbos, even if one does so with a shinoi. The examples that I saw, and he says it explicitly in the Shemesh Shabbos Kelchasa, is to make baby food for a baby. He says, when it's impossible to give maskeh b'chomer, blah, 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 you need it for the food. As yachin et habalila ha'ave b'shabes, yachti b'shanes min ha'seire b'nesinas ha'mashkeh, v'gam ba'ofen ha'bechisha. So he says exactly that. He says, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah writes the following. Let's say it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach. All right. What mixture do you need, Shams or Pesach?
Mozzarella pudding.
You don't need that now. No, salt water is dissolving. What?
Charoset.
So what do? So he says your two options are make a liquidy, or the Mr. Brewer writes that you're allowed to, since it's the definite need, Shat HaTzorah, if you do it in the unusual way, then it would be permitted. So, that's what they write, that you're allowed to do it in the unusual way in a case of great need. But oatmeal, it's a little rubbery, it says. Therefore, it's prohibited to make a thick oatmeal cereal. So is this thick oatmeal cereal? No, you could do this if you want. I mean, why would you want to? I don't know. Pudding or a mixture of simulated mashed potatoes, such as instant potato, prepared by combining dehydrated potato powder with water or milk, because all these combinations produce thick, sticky, non-pourable mixtures.
Coming back to Shabbos and Pesach, yeah. Preparing something.
For afterwards, maybe with Shabbos, the first day of Pesach, maybe you needed it that night.
I think. For the next day.
What?
It's still for the next day.
What was the example? I have to look it up.
Toward
the Shabbos for the night, for the Seder, maybe Shabbos of the first night of Pesach, could it be?
Yeah.
Oh, Shabbos the first night of Pesach, correct. That was the words.
And you didn't make the
horses yet.
Oh.
Well, because by the way, these are halachos, I'm pretty sure, don't apply on Yontif. Why don't they apply on Yontif? Because you're allowed to cook on Yontif. So all these things, you're allowed to do them on Yontif and Chachila. You can knead, you're allowed to do that to make dough? No. Mina said I have to do a class of what's on Yom Tov and what you can't do on Yom Tov. Good question. Let's find out what we can't do on Shabbos. Okay. However, in the case of baby cereals or pudding, it is possible to prepare them by adding a lot of liquid, which will result in a batter-like mixture instead of a thick one. That's exactly what we have. In that case, one may prepare with a proper shinui. However, instant potato, oatmeal flakes, and other highly absorbent mixes that tend to ferment into a thick paste after being mixed may not be mixed under any conditions, even if made into a loose mixture. Meaning, some things, if you leave them long enough, I bet you if I left this long enough, it would really firm up.
Well,
what?
If you left it till tomorrow,
would it?
Water all evaporated in.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that, but that doesn't count. That doesn't really count. Jello is not allowed for that reason. A Jello is made to congeal into a thick substance, non-pourable. So you can't make Jello, even if you could eat Lisa, you're not allowed to make Jello on Shabbos. Okay, so how do you make baby cereals? This is important to know. Making baby cereals are other things. Based on the principle of shinui, it is permitted to prepare a loose baby cereal by applying a shinui in the two steps of lush. Yisinas mayim means pouring water, and gibol means stirring. Yisinas mayim. If the cereal is usually poured first into the bowl and then the liquid, on Shabbos the liquid should be poured first and then the cereal second. If the usual order is to pour the liquid first and the cereal, and the Shabbos cereal should be added first. So obviously, the first shinui is what? First shinui is what goes in first. Okay? If an individual has no regular order during the week, then on Shabbos one applies what is considered by posting to be the standard shinui. First add the solid, and then the liquid. Okay? Very good. Here we are. If one miscalculates and sees that the resulting mixture will be thick, he may add more liquid to cause it to loosen. And you solve your problem. It's really not that hard to do. Number two, gibul. There must be a shinui in the matter of mixing the liquid and cereal together. Where it is usual to mix the cereal by stirring with a spoon, on Shabbos the mixing must be done in an awkward manner. By one, mixing with a spoon in a crisscross motion, or two, stirring with the handle of a spoon or knife. One of the two. Either stirring up and back, or the easier way to do it is probably take the back of it and turn it around, and that way you're done. Okay? Do I need to make the tuna fish, or you get the point? You get the point. Okay, good. Because it would really be a mess. Okay, so number four. Now, if you're a pen, this would be nice. Lila Ava. Example, Lila Ava is a thick mixture. Examples?
Potatoes.
Oatmeal. Mortar. Mud.
Macaroni salad.
Oh, excellent question, Aviva. What happens about macaroni salad? Okay, pass that. We'll get to that in a second. Okay? Very good question. Excellent question. So, examples? How do you do it?
You don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
Right. You don't. Okay?
But you're allowed to make a tuna fish salad?
Yes. Why?
Because
I should make a tuna fish because it's a different situation.
Mayonnaise.
Why are you allowed to make tuna fish or eggs? So the poskim hold, I didn't tell you all this, so you diverted me, but I have to tell you this. There's a machlokes, there are two machlokesim. The first one is, do you apply the halacha of lush to things that have already been cooked? Most poskim say yes, some say no. Secondly, do you apply the halacha of lush to things that are grown, that are not grown in the ground? Some posts can say that there's no idea of lisha for things that are not grown in the ground, like salmon is not grown in the ground. Okay, so what the posts can do, they ask Rav Moshe Feinstein or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they ask them, what about making tuna fish and things like that? So they felt, even though you really are making a thicker mixture, nonetheless, that would be permitted in a case of where you can be mitzari, if you can include together the kulos of A, it's already cooked, and B, it's already, it's not something that grew in the ground, plus other things as well. So that's why they felt that if you made it in the Shinoi manner, one would be permitted to make tuna fish salad, egg salad, chopped liver, and things of that nature.
You're talking about pre adama. What about pre eggs? You have a salt.
No. Pre adama is not. That would not be okay.
I'm saying.
He's asking about tuna fish or egg salad.
I'm talking about pre eggs now. You have a soft pan.
Yeah.
You want to mess it up and look.
No, that would be a problem. It's not cooked. Is it cooked?
No.
No, it's not cooked. No, you could not. And then add water?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. Same like a banana. Right? You can liquefy it by itself. You can make pear sauce.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to then add water to make it into a mixture. Okay?
But it doesn't grow in the ground.
What? A pear doesn't grow in the ground?
No, it grows
in
the tree.
No. That's growing in the ground. You do like karka, things that grow from the ground.
Oh, you do like karka.
What?
Can you add sugar to that?
To what?
To any of those fruits or anything that you just mushed up?
How much?
What's the difference?
Yes, the answer is yes. Why? Because they're there. They're not there as mixing agents. They're not there as thickening agents.
No.
It's there for flavoring.
And it's
not really. It depends on how much sugar you put in.
Right.
Right. It could theoretically thicken it, but it's not there as a thickening agent. It's there as a flavoring agent, as it were. Okay. Blila raka. What's the example of blila raka? Chuma tchina maybe. Right. Thick, thin, very viscous oatmeal. If you wanted to, what would be another example of it? I don't know. So your salad dressing, right?
Guacamole falls under what?
Guacamole. How do you make it?
You're making it what? Avocado. Mashing it up.
Putting lemon juice in.
Putting lemon juice in.
Yeah.
And how does it come out?
Can you pour?
Is it pourable?
No.
No, I think it's a thick.
I don't know. It sounds like it would be a thick mixture. Right, and you don't have the kulos of fish. It's not cooked.
It's grown in the ground.
Right, and it's grown in the ground. I don't know how you would make that. That would be very hard to make on Shabbos. You have to make it before. Okay? Now, it's interesting. Rabbi Rivia doesn't want to, he's not as lenient as the Shmir of Shabbos, and says even for tuna fish, he says it's best to make it beforehand. And for all these things, it's best to make it beforehand, because what happens if you forget to do it the right way? You have to remember to do it the right way. In addition, when we talk about tuna fish, we have to talk about a few other issues. One, how do you open the can? Can you open the can? Two, squeeze out the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, what do you say about draining?
Drain.
Oh,
drain.
I don't squeeze it.
Can't squeeze it. Okay. What about pouring it? What about pouring it? Could you want to pour out? What do you want to pour out? You want to pour out the water? Could you do that?
No,
you couldn't do that. We learned that last week. Remember, when you're taking the bad from the good. So the only way to take it out would be to have to take out the stuff and leave the water at the bottom. But you know, wouldn't work so well, right? Tuna fish is tricky, okay? But so that's why I was going to use the example of
water, so that if the water stays, there's nothing.
Well, you can also buy now. You can buy. They have these dry pouches. Right. So if you insist on making fresh tuna fish on Shabbos, because you can't live without your fresh tuna fish.
If you notice how it's done, you have to be very careful that you don't tear the letters.
Right. All right. Okay. So, Blue Rocket, how do you do it? How do you do the thin mixture?
How can you open the can?
I don't want to talk about it today.
Yeah.
Because I have to do a whole thing on opening packages. Oh. And to be honest, it's very confusing. I don't want to make sure I get it down. So one of the units eventually will be opening all these different packages and how you get
so
it.
So the way that you'll do this is you do it a different map, you do it, you mix it differently, and you add the ingredients in a different order.
Correct. Very good. Melita Racha, you mix it differently, and you add the ingredients in the incorrect order. Liquid, a Jabra Nozel. What's examples of liquid? I'll let you write. Hold on a second.
Milk.
Instant
coffee.
What? Instant coffee. Lemonade, Crystal Light, for those of you who drink that stuff, instant tea, any of these things. How do you make it?
Anyway.
However you want. Add water and stir. That's how you make it. Why? Because there's no, what? No, not a problem. Because you're not making a paste. Right, when you make pudding, you're adding the water and you're mixing it to make a thick paste. Here, you're making it to dissolve in the water. So it's not considered a problem and it's okay. Well, it depends. 1 second. Yeah, yeah. Cliché-ni at the very least. Cliché-ni at the very least. Okay? Finally, here's Aviva's question. What about egg salad? Okay? Is it considered lisa if I'm making, let's say, egg salad? So they're posting right. It depends on how you chop the eggs. Some people chop the eggs very finely. That's how I like my egg salad. So then it becomes one big bull, blob. Some people, they only like to cut up the eggs. So you have distinct pieces. A better example of that, Aviva, would be, like you said, potato salad or macaroni salad. What if I wanted to mix mayonnaise into my macaroni salad? Would I be allowed to do that? The answer is yes, because then it doesn't act as a binding agent per se. You're not making one big blob. You're just using the mayonnaise or the oil as a glue to hold together the distinct pieces. That's not lisa. Remember what we talked about at the very beginning? We talked about only if it's made to bind together into one solid cohesive unit, but not if it's there as distinct pieces. So you want to make egg salad. There are many ways to do it. First way to do it is don't chop the stuff up too finely. If you can still have distinct pieces, you're good. Let's say you already had chopped it up, but you want to chop it up very finely. So how would you do that?
Put the mayonnaise in
first. Then you put in your eggs. You use the back of the spoon, or you go back and forth. It's pretty straightforward, relatively simple. As long as you know how to do it, you're good on Shabbos. The only things that you have difficulty doing... What? The Shmir Shabbos writes that you're allowed to, even with a fork, you're allowed to chop the egg on Shabbos.
The old fashioned way of making cocoa.
Cocoa?
Yeah. Take the cocoa powder, mix it with sugar, make a paste, and then add the hot water.
Ooh. No, that would not. Well, again, your paste is not a thick paste, it's a liquid paste.
No, it's a thick paste.
That was the old-fashioned way?
Yeah.
Now, just buy Nestle Quick and you're all set. Just buy Nestle Quick and you're all set. You know, and then you're okay. I don't know, buy, you know, do people do that anymore? Do you still do that?
Yeah.
Is it better?
Oh, yes.
You have hot, but you need hot milk for that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hot water.
Hot water? And then you add cream to it.
Okay. I'm not sure. I haven't lived, I guess. Yeah. Aviva.
What if you made a PSA
to the Asian public service? Hold on 1 second. I'm not done yet. Let me finish my shear, okay? 1 second. So we had bananas. We talked about that. That's permitted. The large pieces we said was permitted. We talked about thin mixtures. We talked about thick mixtures. We talked about liquid. And I think that's pretty much it. So just remember, if you remember all these things, it's pretty relatively easy to avoid problems of lisha on Shabbos. And
when the Malachim came,
Abraham
said,
"Lushi va'asi goes." It wasn't Shabbos. Yeah. Either that, or they didn't keep the Torah back then. But that's a totally another year. Okay, have a good week, everybody.